Regarding the proposed variance for the awning to project 6 feet from the face of the building, we recognize that the building itself is over 80 years old and abuts the front property line, and it is closer to the right-of-way than abutting buildings. Also, in comparison with other buildings in the GC General Commercial District, it is much closer than typical buildings in that zoning district, which creates a unique situation for this building.
Okay. Any board members make any site visits or have contact with anybody related to the application?
Site visit, no contact.
I drove by the site, but no contact. Site visit, no contact. Also, site visit, no contact.
Okay, I made a site visit and actually spoke with the architect, Mr. Glenn, I guess his name is. He was out front when I was there, and basically just pointed out to me what this drawing shows here is that the awning will not project beyond the front of this raised concrete sidewalk, which is off to the right. That's the extent of the conversation we had. Is there anybody else in the public who wishes to comment? Not hearing any, I'll close the public hearing. Discussion by the board.
Two items of concern. It's not clear to me who those trees belong to. And so when I start doing a projecting an awning out there at that height, looks like there could be some potential impact to those trees. So that was item number one. And item number two, the way that the awnings on the adjacent properties, the adjacent businesses, stick only over the raised sidewalk means that that business is presumably responsible for making sure that that sidewalk is clear. And as we have seen over the last 3 months, freezes and thaw cycles are pretty dangerous. And so with the 6 foot projection, it appears to me that there is the potential for this awning to be dumping water directly onto the most public section of that sidewalk to create an ice hazard, and it is a public sidewalk as opposed to being belonging to the business, and I am concerned that that is going to create an adverse effect, which would be not in keeping with the third provision of the charter.
I have a question.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You pointed out something I hadn't thought about.
Well, isn't the property owner responsible for that sidewalk anyway? Isn't that how that works?
It's a public sidewalk.
Yes, sir. I need to give your name and address to this court reporter.
I am. Yeah. My name is Adam Becker. I reside at 7815 Del Mar, University City. And indeed, University City owns the what we're looking right now west of us. They subcontract through Top Care. And they also own the adjacent parking lot to east of us, so we're like directly in between them. Mm-hmm. So Top Care.
Wait, you said what? University City. You mean Washington University?
Excuse me, Washington University. Right. Washington owns, excuse me, I apologize for that. Both. We're in between both parts. Our parcels are between both theirs apartments. So they subcontract Top Care to come in and maintain snow removal, ice removal, cleaning of all the facilities, maintenance of the lot, and that, you know, before that, it was before that lot was there, it was a gas station, and it was for sale. It just never was developed, and so before that, I you know, personally, we take care of that, the maintenance, and in your instance with the freezing rain, you know, icing, salting our property. So, with that being said, is Top Care does. We still do take care of it, but Top Care, since our building's in between, and Top Care is coming down, cleaning our property as well as, you know, because we're just right there, but it's my responsibility to take care of that. We do that regularly when given the circumstances if needed. And that being said, is so we're in between there. It's contracted through WashU, through Top Care to maintain, so because their customers use this adjacent parking lot east of us. and then they clear the wide right-of-way, walkway, up to these other property, these other storefronts. That is, we indeed do take care of our property, and we don't rely on them to do it, so it's our responsibility.
Okay, so Stop Care takes care of the public walkout to the right here, as well as the,
yes,
the raised intersection?
Yes, sir, due west and east of us,
okay.
Yes.
And so I'm a little conflicted. You said you take care of it. You also said Top Care really clears.
Well, Top Care does come in. They still do removal, not even asking us. But they, since they have, it's like they would clear half of it and then just leave a big patch and
right.
clean up. But they do take care of ours, but we go ahead and take further care.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Sir, could you address the tree issue?
Sure. Trees are owned by University City. It's actually been a kind of those are two Bradford pear trees. We've had a list about, we had pruned and took probably about 9 months for them to address it, but they're definitely pruned if you can see and face it towards the street. Our canopy, I don't think, maybe some of the topper branch, the above branches would be above our canopy, but not, I mean, it's not our responsibility. We can't, we cannot work on it. We have to have approval for them. They do it, so they do it. We ask them to put in a request, and it's not been a speedy process on that as well.
Yeah, so what you're saying is your canopy is not interfering with those, but they go up high above.
I think probably a few of those branches that you see, the top branches, might be above our theoretical 6 feet out.
Zach? Don't you have a photograph that shows the trees that are leafed out?
Please, Mike.
Yeah, in our package there was photographs of the trees leafed out, yes.
Yes, I think you can see that there's very little overhang. The canopy would start where this masonry projection from the building occurs. And you can see that the tree canopy doesn't overhang much below that area. And of course, we'll have approximately a 45-degree angle coming from that point down towards the sidewalk, so there should be minimal interference with the trees.
Are these the pictures?
Yes. That one especially.
When was that taken?
Gary,
this fall before the trees, the leaves began to leave the trees.
Now I guess you're Mr. Glenn is your name?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Well, you told me that the canopy is actually the Colonel Kruger sign is going to go way up the top,
right.
And the canopy is to start at the cornice and come on down at yes. 45 degrees. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, canopy the awning would not touch the tree. Now the trees grow. That's possibly a potential problem, but may I make one other comment?
Yes, you may.
I think the elevated sidewalk that is to the left adjacent here is in the public right-of-way, probably done by a variance, I guess. So the worry about there being snow and rain falling from canopies applies also to these properties, because that elevated walkway is in the public right-of-way. People are up there whether or not they're going into those businesses. So all of these buildings have that same situation. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I would note that my wife was formerly on the Forestry Commission for a number of years. She just left it recently. And the city trees, the city forestry department is undermanned. And they have a schedule, they come around to trim trees and work on them. And it takes about four, if they haven't been to you, it's about a 4-year cycle. They come around unless there's some emergency where something big comes down and has to be taken care of. So that's why they haven't been around. It's just they have their schedule and that's what they follow.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I'd just like to add that our staff discussed the proposal with the Department of Public Works, and they had no concerns or objections for the proposed on it.
Okay, and thank you.
As far as the maintenance goes, they did not indicate that any type of agreement was required. And I think
it might be similar, referring back to the loop, it'd probably be a similar situation as the core commercial district.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion by the board? No? We can take a vote, I guess, then. Roger?
To me, it's an existing building. Its hardship is it's out of the central core, but it doesn't get the same advantages. It's a little mini semi central core. The fact that it doesn't stick out beyond the sidewalk makes me happy, and because the adjacent owner saying it's okay with them, I would vote for it.
Thank you. Deborah?
I'm also going to vote for it. I think having that awning coming out to where the other sidewalk is, it's going to make the street look better, and I think it's going to be a big improvement on that old flat building that I used to go there all years ago.
Kathy?
I approve also. It was my first hangout when I moved from the country to St. Louis. I worked at the Pierre Leclerc building, and Kroger's was where we hung out. So I'm glad to see it's... Oh, I approve. Thank you.
I'm saying, should I have asked you to recuse yourself on this one? I don't know. Okay, Peggy?
With the provision about the sidewalk maintenance, I certainly can appreciate that the hardship of having a building that comes right up to the property line, and so therefore would vote for approval.
I'll vote for approval also. Is your request for variance is approved by 5-0 vote. Thank you very much, and the meeting is adjourned.